Okay, Parshas Vayera. In the middle of the Parsha, in Perakov Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk says, Ki b'yitzchok yikari lecha zara. Kosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham that his zera will be called in the name of Yitzchok. B'yitzchok yikari lecha zara. This is after Yitzchok grows up, and there's the Mishtek Gadol, and Sarah tells Avraham, Garesh Hama Hazos, because there's not going to be a Yerusha for Yishmael with Bini Im Yitzchak. Kosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, listen to everything Sarah says, Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikar Lechazara. Okay, so we're going to delve in to this, to the halachas, and what exactly this means of Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikar Lechazara. So there's a Mishnah in the Dharm, two Mishnayos in the Dharm, Lach Lamed Aleph Med Aleph. So the second mission on the Amud says, "Konam she'eni nena lebnei Noach." If someone says, "I'm not going to get hana from Bihu zebnei Noach," mutter be Yisrael ve'aser be'ov dekachafim. So he's mutter to get hana from anybody who's a Jew, because a Jew is not called a ben Noach, but it's aser to get hana from every goy. The Gemara asks, "Yisrael mi nafuch b'bnei Noach?" A Jew also is from bnei Noach. He says, "No, kevan de ikdish Avraham is karu ashmei after." Avraham came along, Bnei Yisrael are called in the name of Avraham. Okay, but the next Mishnah is what we're focused on. Mishnah says, if someone makes a neder, she'eni nene lezera Avraham. I'm not going to get hana'ah from the zera of Avraham. So it's usher b'Yisrael. He's usher to get hana'ah from any Jew. U'mutar b'ov dekachavim. Every goy around, he's allowed to get hana'ah from, because goyim are not zera Avraham. Frekli mar akasha, v'hoi ko Yishmael. What about Yishmael? Yishmael is Yuchas Acher Avraham. So if the Mishnah says you're allowed to get Hana'ah from every guy in the world, why are you allowed to get Hana'ah from Yishmael? So our answer is our Pasuk, Ki b'yitzchok yikar lechazara. Ki b'yitzchok yikar lechazara k'siv. And we're asked, V'ha'ika Esav b'yitzchok v'lekol Yitzchok. In part of Yitzchok will be the Zera of Avraham, but not all of Zera Yitzchok. Just Yaakov, but not Esav. So that's why you're mutter to get hana from every goy in the world when you make a neder from Zera Avraham, because even though Yishmael technically is Zera Avraham, but the pasuk says Ki b'yitzchok yikar lechazara, and same with Esav, even though Esav comes from Zera Avraham, but the Torah says Ki b'yitzchok yikar lechazara, only a part of Yitzchok, not all of Yitzchok. The Gemara does not talk about the case of if someone makes a neder from Zera Yitzchok, is he allowed to get Hana from Esav? Meaning, we see Esav is not called Zera Avraham from the Mishnah and the Gemara. Is Esav called Zera Yitzchak? That's a separate discussion, which is a machlokas aronim. Maybe we'll speak about that a different time. But just an obvious question on the Gemara is, what's the shock of Tari of the Gemara? Did the Gemara not know the pasuk of Ki b'yitzchok yikar lechazara? Even though Yishmael was his son, but what's the havamina that if you make a hana'ah from Zera Avraham, what's the havamina that you should be usher in Zera Yishmael? It's a mefurish pasuk, Ki b'yitzchok yikar lechazara. Did the Gemara not know the pasuk? Furthermore, look at the next pasuk, Perachof Aleph Pasuk Yigimel in your Chumash. After Kosh Baruch Hu says, Ki b'yitzchok yikar lechazara, the next pasuk says, V'gamis ben ha'amal legoyas himenu ki zaracha hu. Also, the son of this Amma I'm going to make into a nation, Ki zaracha hu, because he's your Zera. So the pasuk says mefurish that Yishmael is called Zera Avraham. There's a stira mineu bei. The first pasuk says Ki b'yitzchok yikar lechazara, only Yitzchak is going to be called Zera Avraham. The next pasuk says Yishmael is called Zera Avraham. And that's also a question on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Zera Yishmael is not. It says Yishmael, Zera Yishmael is not called Zera Avraham. The pasuk says Ki zarachahu. So what's going on here? You hear the questions? Yeah, you hear? Okay. So, L'chor the Teretz is Pasha. L'chor you can set the Pasuk of, the second Pasuk of Zaracha, who was saying that Yishmael is called Zera Avraham. And the Miut of Ki b'yitzchok yikar lechazara is saying that only Zera Yitzchok is called Zera Avraham. However, Zera Yishmael is not called Zera Avraham. L'chor the discussion about Ki b'yitzchok yikar lechazara, and the discussion of the Gemara, V'eiko Yishmael, that whole discussion is about is about their children and the nations that follow them, is that called Zera Avraham? But maybe we can say that Yishmael himself is called Zera Avraham. So Lamashal, let's say Yishmael came back to life and someone made a neder from Zera Avraham, he would be usher in all Jews and Yishmael, not the sons of Yishmael, but Yishmael. Or a more practical case, you have a piece of paper on it, and one paper says, you have different names on the paper. The one says Yishmael ben Avraham, and you say, I'm usher ben Hanah on every paper that is Zera Avraham. You'd be usher in the paper that says Yishmael ben Avraham, but not in the names that are the children of Yishmael. Bechora, maybe that would be an answer. And then, fine. So I found the Shagas Aryeh says this pshat in the Gemara. He says this pshat that Yishmael is called Zaracha, even though Zera Yishmael is not called Zera Avraham. And he reads this into the Gemara. Gemara's question was, Yishmael, since we find that Yishmael is called Zaracha in the very next pasuk, so maybe him and his Zera also should be called Zera Avraham. Mehechetesi, that even though we knew the pasuk to begin with of Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'cha Zera, which sounds like Davka Yitzchak and not Yishmael, but my oh may I, who's to say that pasuk is any stronger than the pasuk of Kizarachahu? It sounds like from Kizarachahu that Yishmael is not, that Yishmael is Zera Avraham. So on that, the Gemara is Machadesh, that Zarachahu is just saying that Yishmael himself is called Zaracha. But in the Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'cha Zera, there the Gemara held that that's not referring to Yitzchak himself as a person, it's referring to all of Zera Yitzchak. That through Yitzchak, all of his descendants will be called Zera Avraham. But Kizaracha, who, they could even say who is a miut, that only Yishmael is called Zera Avraham and not his Zera. So that's the Shakvataria that Shagasari says in Simon Memtes. Again, V'ikah Yishmael. Maybe Yishmael should be called Zera Avraham because Yishmael, we find, is called Zarachahu. And that the Gemara answers no. That's only referring to him himself. But ki bi Yitzchak yikara l'chazarus, that's the miut that only Zera Yitzchak, all of the descendants of Yitzchak are called Zera Avraham. However, the descendants of Yishmael are not called Zera Avraham. And with this, he answers something else that was bothering him. We know that Avraham had other children as well, besides for Yitzchak and Yishmael, b'nei Keturah. Later on, comes along a woman named Keturah, who Chazal say is Hagar, and they have six children that are called B'nai Keturah. So the Shagas Aryeh is bothered. Why is the Gemara asking when the Mishnah says that I'm Asr B'Zera Avraham, but I'm Mutter in Ovdei Kochavim, right? If someone makes a Hana and they'll say they won't get Hana from Zera Avraham, they're Mutter to get Hana from every Goy in the world. The Gemara is bothered. What about Yishmael? What about Esav? We take care of those. Esav and Yishmael are not Bechlal, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar L'cha Zera, they're not called Zera Avraham. Why did the Gemara ask V'Ik B'nai Keturah? B'nai Keturah also, it's mutter to get Hanah from B'nai Keturah, but aren't they Zera Avraham? Why didn't the Gemara ask that question? So the Shagas Aryeh answers that we're not coming to ask from every person who's Zera Avraham. We ask specifically from Yishmael, because since we find the Pasuk Behejet that calls Yishmael Zera Avraham, says Zarachahu, there we have a Havamina that maybe him and his descendants also should be Bechlal Zera Avraham. And that was the strength of the Gemara's question. B'nai Keturah, we knew were not Bechlal Zera Avraham, because the Torah never says about B'nai Keturah, Zaram Zarachahu. So that's the Shakla Vitaria. And really, the Gemara knew the Pasuk of Ki B'Yitzchak L'cha Zera. It's just the Chiddush of the Gemara is that's coming to be a miut for all of Zera Yishmael, that all of Zera Yishmael is Nachlal Zera Avraham. I found not only the Shagas Aryeh that says that Yishmael is called Zera Avraham, but also in the Perush HaRosh. The Rosh in Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Hei, in the end of Parshas Vayera, by the Pasuk of Shvul Lachem Poem HaChamor. So Avraham tells Yishmael and Eliezer, stay here with the donkey. So the Rosh has a question. Chazal Darshan, Shvul Lachem Poem HaChamor, Ama Doma LeChamor, that an Eved has no Tfisas Kiddushin. An Eved is Doma LeChamor. So he says, I understand Eliezer is like a Chamor, Eliezer is an Eved Kanani. Yishmael, Zok the Rosh, Yishmael, Zaracha, Kodeshu. Yishmael came from Avraham. How can you say that Yishmael is like a Chamor? As I expect the Rosh on that pasuk. So he answers that what happened was is Avram said to them, "Do you see the Shechina here?" And they said, "Do you see this is the Makom Ashur Shechina?" They said, "No." He said, "You guys stay here with the behema. If you can't be Margish Kedusha, then you are Domel Lechamor." But Ama Domel Lechamor is not referring to the Inyan of Zera, that their Zera should be Nechshav like a behema, that he's not Zera Kodesh. Really, Yishmol is Zera Kodesh, and Ama Domel Lechamor is not saying that Yishmol is not Zera Avraham. Rather, it's saying that he's like a Chamor L'inyan Hashkocha and Hargosha's Kedusha. But really, the Rosh is saying Yishmol is also Zera Kodesh. Like the Shai Gezari, Yishmol himself is Zera Kodesh. So that means when the Gemara asked the question, Voha Iko Yishmoel, how could it be when you make a neder from Zera Avraham, it's Asur B'Yisrael, on your motor B'Ov Dekachav. And the Gemara asked, Voha Iko Yishmoel, the Gemara wasn't asking that Yishmoel should be included in the Isser and he's not because Kibitzach L'Chah Zera, because Yishmoel Taka is B'Chal Zera Avraham. The Gemara meant to be asking, Voha Iko Yishmoel means B'nei Yishmoel. You look at the Ran says, Voha Iko Yishmoel, the Ran says that filu b'nei Yishmoel ve'esav lo mikri zera Avraham. The whole discussion of the Gemara was about b'nei Yishmoel. Yishmoel himself is definitely zera Avraham l'fi this pshat. And I want to be medayik in the Rambam this way as well. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mila, Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. Hamilo nitztave bo Avraham v'zaro bilvad. Mila is given to Avraham v'zaro. Shenemar ata v'zarecha acharecha darosam. Yotza Zaro shel Yishmoel shenemar ki bitri kol chazera. The Zera of Yishmoel is not bechlal the chiyuv of Mila from the pasuk ki bitri kol chazera. But who's the chiyuv on? Avraham v'zaro bilvad. And Yishmoel is Avraham v'zaro. Just the Mila of ki bitri is Yotza Zaro shel Yishmoel. Okay.
Esav
himself.
Wait, so why?
And in the Ran, when the Ran says B'nei Yishmoel ve'esav, you can. I don't know if B'nei is going on Esav or Esav himself. Okay. In the Dharma, it's not such a nafkamina because the Dharma is for the Dore Doros.
Right. But this is very nice.
Can you repeat that? Why is Yishmoel not Yotza?
Because the Chiyuv Mila is on Avram Bizarro, and then it says Yotza. Yotza Zaro Shel Yishmoel. The Zaro Shel Yishmoel are not called the Chiyuv Mila. Why? But it says only the Zera of Yishmoel is not Bechal. The Miut on Zera Shel Yishmoel. Yishmoel himself maybe was. And I also think this fits very good to answer an Aruch HaNer's question in Sanhedrin. You take out the Sanhedrin, the Testament of Beis. So, right before the small lines end, this is where the Rambam Halacha comes from. It says Ibais Ema, two small lines from the bottom of the small lines, the Testament of Beis. Ibais Ema Milam. Mila may call Avraham with the Kamasra Lerachmana. The tzivoy of Mila was given to Avraham. The Addoz Brisi Tishmor Atav Vizarecha Charecha Darosam. The Pasuk the Rambam brings Atav Vizarecha in Ishachrinolo. Only you and your Zera. Elameyato. If you and your Zera Chayav and Mila, B'nei Yishmoel Chayav, B'nei Yishmoel should be Chayav and Mila. Again, only B'nei Yishmoel. Mara says, no, they're not Chayav, Kibiyat Kerlo Chazara. B'nei Yisov Lichayavu. Same answer. B'nei Esav are not b'chal zera Avram, b'yitzchok v'lo goy yitzchok. Maska flo rav Oshaya, ele me'ata, b'nei Keturah lo lichayvu. We know b'nei Keturah are chayav in Mila, which according to the Rambam doesn't mean just those six kids, it means the entire nation of b'nei Keturah Dori Doros. Why are they chayav in Mila? Maybe lo lichayvu, because they're not b'chal zera Avram, huh? Because they're not b'chal ki b'yitzchok kar l'cho zera. So that Amar of Yosef Rav and Tim of Yosef Rechanino as Brisi Hofer that I was thinking Torah, especially Gzeres and Kosov as Brisi Hofer that Bnei Keturah Bechlal are Bechlal the Chiyuv of Mila. So Aruch HaNer over here has a kasha. Aruch HaNer says, why didn't the Gemara ask Lichayuv Yishmoel? The same way the Gemara asked Loli Chayuv Yishmoel. The same way the Gemara asked B'nei Keturah lowly chayiv. Why are B'nei Keturah chayiv? They shouldn't be chayiv because they're not bechlal ki b'yitzchak kar l'chazara. The Aruch HaNer asks, it should have said Yishmoel gufa lowly chayiv. Meaning, the Aruch HaNer assumed that which Yishmoel mila, was because Yishmol was mechuyev in the mila, and he's bothered. Ochner is bothered. Kibitcha kar lechazara. Yishmol is not bechal kibitcha lechazara. And he answers what he answers. You find that Yelid bias of Avraham, all of his avadim, everybody's chayv in mila. But according to what we're saying from the Shagas Hari and the Rush, Kusha mekara lesa. The Ochner's question doesn't get off the ground. Why would the Gemara ever ask that Yishmol should not be chayv in the mila from because he's not bechal kibitcha lechazara? Avada Yishmol is bechal zera Avraham. Granted, he's not bechal kibitcha lechazara, but he is bechal zaracha hu. That's the next pasuk, which says he is bechal Yishmol himself. That's what Aruchner was bothered by. Why didn't the Gemara ask that Yishmol himself should not be chayv in mila because he's not bechal kibitcha? I'm just showing that the Aruchner assumed, not like we understood from the Rosh and the Shagas Aryeh, and if be the Rosh and Shagas Aryeh, there's no makom for his question whatsoever. There's another deal to keep with this trend that Lechora should fit beautifully with what we're saying. You have to have a chumash to follow these haras. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas V'Yishlach, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud Beis. He points out that in Perek, you don't have to look in Perek Lamed Hey right now, but in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Zayin by Avraham. If you look in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Zayin, look at Zayin Ches Tes and Yud. V'hakimosiyes brisi beniu uvein zarecha acharecha darosum lebris olam. Chosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to keep the bris between you, in zarecha acharecha darosum lebris olam, between me and you and your zera acharecha. Next pasuk, v'fati lechol ulzarecha acharecha. That's Eretz Migrash. I'm going to give the land to you and your zarecha acharecha. Pasuk tes, ayomer elokim el Avraham, v'ata es brisi tishmor, ata v'zarecha acharecha. Pasuk Yud, Zos Prishit, Asher Tishmeru Beinu Veinechem Vein Zarecha Acharecha. Meshechokma is a Madgish Tis. He quotes one of these four Pesukim, I think it's the first one, but all four of these Pesukim, Zarecha Acharecha. But compare that to Bay Yitzchok. Bay Yitzchok, Perechop Vav, Pasuk Gimel and Dalet. Look at Perechop Vav, Gimel and Dalet. Parshas told us. Gur Ba'aretz Hazos, Ve'yeim Chob Avarecheko. Ki lecha ulezaracha etenes kol sosa el. Hashem tells Yitzchok, I'm going to give the land to your zera. And pasuk dalad rebesi et zaracha kechokvei hashemaya. So meshe chachma and the sadil zaracha. Meshe chachma ayin sham mashatirei. He gives his answer. However, according to what we just said, b'shemes shagas aryeh and the Rosh, we have a very simple answer. By the bris to Avraham. The bris is going to be to who? Avraham and his zera, the future Yidden, not to Bnei Yishmol and not to Yishmol himself. If it would have said zarecha by Avraham, you maybe would have thought that Yishmol, at least himself, is included in the bris. It has to be magish zarecha acharecha, like the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf, which Gemara darshins is zaruham yuchos acharav. Okay, so zarecha acharecha is hadgasha only the zera which is miyuchos acharav. So that's Davka Yitzchok and Zera Yitzchok is the ones that have Yichus Achar Avraham. Ledore Doros. By Yitzchok, we said before there's a whole shaila if Esav is Bechlal Yitzchok or not. If we assume that Esav is not Bechlal Yitzchok, we don't have to be Madgish Zarech Acharecha by Yitzchok. Just by saying I'm going to give the land to you, Yitzchok, and your Zera, it means all of your Zera. Who is all of your Zera? Yaakov. Esav is never called Zera Yitzchok. So that's why the Zarech Acharecha by Avraham, La Fuke Yishmoel, because Yishmoel is Zarecha. It says Zarech Acharecha La Fuke Yishmoel. But by Yitzchak it says Tam Zarecha, because all of his Zera is called Zera Yitzchak. Now you have to know what to do with the Pasuk in Vayishlach, which Meshech Chachma is coming from. By Yaakov it says Zarecha Acharecha. That he's going to get the land Zarecha Acharecha. So first I thought maybe Lafuke Levi doesn't get the Aretz, but you can't say that because he definitely is Miyuchas Achar Yaakov. So I don't know what to do with Vayishlach, but at least to Miyashiv, the Psukim by Avram and Yitzchok, we can use this Yeso to answer the Yukim and the Pasuk. Now, that is all Alpi the Derech of Shagas Aryeh and the Rosh. However, the Netziv here has a different Mahalach. Look in the Emek Dover in the pasuk we started off with in Perek Chaf Aleph by Kibitcha Kol Chazara. He wants to say, so he's only on the theories in the pasuk Mineu Bay. On the one hand, Kibitcha Kol Chazara Yishmol is not Bechla Zera Avraham. On the other hand, Zarachahu Yishmol is called Zera Avraham. What's the taj? So he says, definitely Yishmol himself is called Zera Avraham. Klape himself. However, when you compare it to Yitzchok, neged Yitzchok, even Yishmol is not called Zera Avraham Bichlal. And he wants to say, that's the pshat in the pasuk, a couple pasukim beforehand, the famous, Im b'ni im Yitzchok. Sarah says, I don't want Yishmol, I don't want her son to I don't want Ben Hamazos to Yoresh Im b'ni im Yitzchok. What's the double lashon Im b'ni im Yitzchok? Rashi famously says, even if he was just my son and not with the qualities of Yitzchok, even if he had the qualities of Yitzchok and not my son, either way, Yishmol should not get Yerusha b'makom my son. Alachas kama v'kama that he's my son and he's Yitzchok. Lule divei Rashi, the Netziv says a different pshat in the Hadgasha of Im b'ni im Yitzchok. He's coming to say, Sarah definitely is that Yishmol is considered Ben Avraham. Like the pasuk says, Zarachahu Yishmol, klape atmo is called Zera Avraham. Just neged bino, when we're coming to compare to in bini im Yitzchok, that's the hadgasha of when even Yishmol is not nechshav like a ben, and that's why Yishmol should not get a Yerusha. In bini im Yitzchok, Yishmol is not considered a ben. And the Tziv says, this, how does Sarah know this, that Yishmol is not considered a ben in comparison to my son Yitzchok? Because the Nesiv did the same trick before when Sarah said that Hagar is not considered Avraham's wife, neged Sarah. Hagar is Avraham's wife, klape atzma, but neged Sarah, Hagar is not considered Avraham's wife. Where did Nesiv get this from? Perek Tezayin Pasuk Gimel. Vatikach Sarai Eshes Avram as Hagar HaMitzri Shechosa. Sarah took Hagar. Vatitain Oso Li Avram Isha Lo Li Isha. Sarah gave her to Avram Isha to be her husband Lo Li Isha to him as a wife. You had a Shvachos by Bila and Zilpah to Yaakov, the same Lashon, but it doesn't say Lo Li Isha. It says Atidim Li Yaakov Isha. What's Lo? Zaknan Siv is a Hadgasha. Sarah says, I'm going to give you Hagar Lo, to you, specifically to you, Avram, she's going to be considered a wife. But in comparison to me, Hagar does not have a din of Eshes Avram. So therefore, she's just still a Shivcha, and therefore, Yishmael is not considered Ben Avraham, because klape Sarah, klape Yitzchok, he's not considered Zera. That's the Mahalik of the Netziv. And according to this Mahalik, we cannot explain the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim is comparing Zera, you make a neder from Zera Avraham. So we have to see, who's including Zera Avraham? Yitzchok, yes. Yishmael, I don't know. So, Dabar Pasha, no. According to the Dabar Pasha, no. Yishmael neged Yitzchok, even Yishmael himself, even the Hagar herself, is not considered Eish HaSar, not considered Ben Avraham. So, that which we explained, the Gemara had some sort of Havamina, that Yishmael should be called Zera Avraham, the Torah has no Makom here, because in place of Yitzchok, Yishmael is nothing. So we have this, I guess, Aryeh, that Yishmol is Vaday Zera Avraham, and Zera Yishmol is not Zera Avraham, and you have the Netziv Mahalik that Klape Atmo Yishmol is considered Zera Avraham, but Neged Yitzchok he's not considered Zera Avraham. So I thought, according to the Mahalik of Netziv, we could answer a major kasha from the Acharonim. The Mishnah Lamelech in the aforementioned Rambam, and I believe the Shagas Aryeh also in Simen Mem Tes, ask a stira in the Rambam as follows. From our two Gemaras. On the one hand, the Ram, we know that B'nai Keturah are Chayiv in Mila. We had the Rambam. The Rambam's in Halacha Ches. We didn't read that inside. But the Gemara, as Risi, Hofer, L'Rabbos, B'nai Keturah. B'nai Keturah, Chayiv in Mila. Again, Rashi learned that's just those six B'nai Keturah. But the Rambam learned that the entire nation of B'nai Keturah, Chayiv in Mila. So that means that B'nai Keturah are called Zera Avraham. Okay, and the Rambam is Madgish in Halacha Ches. Amru Chachamim Shebinei Keturah Shehem Zaro Shel Avraham Archayav and Mila. If Neketura are Zera Abraham, if you make a neder from Zera Abraham, should you be Osir or Mutter in Bnei Keturah? You should be Osir. But the Mishnah says, I'm Mutter b'umos ha'olam, b'ov dekachav, I'm Mutter in Bnei Keturah. That's the kash, the Mishnah Melech. Are Bnei Keturah Zera Abraham, or are they not? Hilchos Mila sounds like Bnei Keturah are called Zera Abraham. Hilchos Nedarim, it's pretty clear that they're not called Zera Abraham. What's going on? Are Bnei Keturah called Zera Abraham or not? So I thought to answer the Mishnah Melech kasha through the Netziv's Mahalich. Nedarim and Mila have two different qualifications over how we look at them. Okay? Because as far as, if you want to know who's Chayv and Mila, are you comparing A to B? No. You're just looking, am I Zera Abraham? Yes, I'm Chayv and Mila. Am I not Zera Abraham? I'm not Chayv and Mila. So if Bnei Keturah comes to Bezin and says, am I Chayv and Mila? They say, are you Zera Abraham, Mr. Bnei Keturah? They'll go, yes, I am. I'm Zera Abraham. So then you're Chayv, and Mila. But that's, because that's a din klape atmo. Even though Sarah said, in Bini Yim Yitzchak, even though Sarah said, lo le'isha, that's a hafgah from Zera Abraham, neged Yitzchak, neged Sarah. But klape atmo, Bnei Keturah are Zera Abraham. However, as far as Nedarim is concerned, if I said, no dermi Zera Abraham, I have to look. Who is Zera Abraham? Zera Yitzchak? Yes, they are. Zera Keturah, Bnei Keturah? I don't know. Compared to Yitzchak, Bnei Keturah doesn't have a makom to be called Zera Abraham. So maybe that's why, as far as Nedarim is concerned, if you make a neder from Zera Abraham, you're mutter even in Bnei Keturah. Because even though they are Abraham, it's only klapei atma. However, neged Zera Yitzchak, they're not called Zera Abraham, and that's why you're mutter on them. That's what I thought to answer. However, there's going to be one major problem with this mahalich. Bnei Yishmol will be the problem. According to this, Bnei Keturah and Bnei Yishmol, according to the Tzitz Mahalich, are Bnei Yishmol Zera Abraham? The answer is it depends. Neged Zera Yitzchak, they're not, but klapei atzmom, the Tziv said Zaracha, who means not just Yishmol, Ladore Doros, Zera Yishmol, just like Zera Bnei Keturah, would be called Zera Abraham. If so, Bnei Yishmol should be Chayv and Mila. Are Bnei Yishmol Chayv and Mila? No. Nowadays, yes, because they're Me'uru of Bnei Keturah. But Me'ikra, then we read the Rambam before, that Bnei Yishmol are not Chayv and Mila. That's the big question on the Mahalach that we just tried to propose. If we're going to make a distinction, Is everybody following? If we're going to make a distinction between Dine Atzmam versus Dine where we compare them to Zera Yitzchak, then Bnei Yishmol, how can you distinguish between Bnei Keturah and Bnei Yishmol to say Bnei Keturah are Chayv and Mila and Bnei Yishmol are not Chayv and Mila? So the only Mahalach that I'm going to have is we're going to have to mix and match the Shitas of the Shagas Aryeh and Netziv and say that really we're going to go with the Shagas Aryeh. The Yishmol himself is Zera Abraham, Zera Yishmael is a Hafgal Legamri, Bein Mitzad Atzmon, Bein Mitzad Dinei Neged Yitzchok. Zera Yishmael is not called Zera Abraham, Ki Yitzchok Yikol Chazera is Hafgal Legamri, Bein Mitzad Mila, Bein Mitzad Nedarim. Bnei Keturah will say that there's a special Gzera Sakosov, as Brisi Hofer tells us that they are B'chal Zera Abraham as far as Mila is concerned. But when you compare them to Zera Yitzchak, they're not Bechlal Zera Abraham because Kibit Mekar L'Chazara or Lo Le'isha, in comparison, they're not. So you're going to have to mix and match the Shitas to make it work. One last kinach is to put some of these Shitas together is a separate halacha. In Perech Chav Hei, Pasuk Hei, you find that Abraham, in Parshas Chayesara, Abraham gives everything to Yitzchak. Vayidin Avram as Kol Shalol Yitzchak. The Rishonim ask, this is against the Gemara in Ksuvus and Baba Basra, that says, Lo Tehe Avurei Achsanta, while the Avram kept Kol Torah Kula. Lo Tehe Avurei Achsanta, Afilu Mibra Bisha. You can't take away someone's Yerusha, even from an evil son, a bad son, you can't take away his Yerusha and give them a ton to somebody else. Avram kept Kol Torah Kula, how could he take away the Yerusha from Yishmael? Azoy frekta rosh, azoy frekta dasakenim in Parshas Chayesara, Perech of Hei Pasuk Hei. Based on what we just learned, do you have any answers?
Well, he's not really Zera.
If you say Yishmol is not really Zera, so we're good.
That's only according to one.
That's only according to the Netziv. That in comparison to Yitzchak, as far as Yerusha is concerned, which is a halacha dealing with comparison, he's not called Zerah. So with Netziv, we have an answer. According to Shaggis Aryeh, is Yishmael himself Zerah, even in comparison?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. So that answer would only work according to Netziv Mahalech. So guess what? The Mizrahi on that pasuk answers, no problem, Yishmael eno nechshav beno ki Yitzchak yikar l'chal Zerah. We now just proved that the Mizrahi holds, I don't want to say like the Netziv Gamri, but Lagabi, this Nakud that he holds like the Netziv, not like the Shaggis Aryeh. The Mizrahi is going that Yishmael is not called Zerah Avraham. And you'll see there other Meforshim, Tzela Derech, Levush Ora, Medaikin, and the Mizrahi, what about B'nai Keturah, all these different things, B'nai Keturah maybe is, whatever it is. The one Ha'ara I want to say to you is as follows. You know who asked this Kasha about Avuri Achsanta? The Rush asked the Kasha. The Rush doesn't give the Mizrahi's answer. The Rush gives a different answer. He says that there's no Yerusha Shayach Yishmael, Avram's a Ger, Yishmael's a Ger, Ger Ben Ger is not Yorish, whatever it is. The Rush does not give the answer that of saying there's no problem of taking away the Yerusha from Yishmael because Kibitzchak Kol Zera. That's the Rush L'shitaso. The Rush could not give the Mizrahi's answer. The Rush couldn't say that Yishmael is not Nechshav Kibano because we learned the Rush in the beginning that the Rush said by Shulachem Poem Achamor, Amadom Lachamor, that the Rush said that Yishmael is Zarach HaKodesh. Right? The Rush holds that Yishmael is Nechshav Zaro. So that wouldn't be an answer. It would still be Shver how Avram could take away the Yerusha from Yishmael. He's Zara. So that's why the Rush there gives a different answer. That's the Rush L'shitaso. So Bisikum. Yeah, different answer. But the Nukud is not necessarily what the answer he gives, it's what answer he doesn't give.
What? Shagasari?
Where is he?
Do we answer the Shagasari?
There's no question on the Shagasari.
Who says like his son?
What's that? Well, I'll tell you afterwards. Bisikum, we have a stira in Sukkim, if Yishmael is Hufka from Zerah Avraham or not. We have a Gemara in the Dharm, a Shaka Vatari in the Dharm, and Sanhedrin, which is Nogeya to this, and the Mishnah Melech stira between the Hilchos and Dharm, and the Hilchos. Mila, as far as Nei Keturah are concerned, and these two Mahalchim are Shaggis Aryeh, and the Rosh's Mahalich is Yishmael himself is Zerah Avraham, but Zerah Yishmael is Hufka, and then Netziv Mahalich is Yishmael v'Zerah Yishmael are definitely called Zerah Avraham, but that's only Klapei Atzma. However, Neged Yitzchok, Neged Sarah, they are not called Zerah Avraham. Okay.